From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. To help learn how cereal crops adapt to different climate and weather conditions, a University of California professor and students will evaluate a collection of plant genes dating back nearly a century. UC Riverside says the study will focus on barley, comparing genes from plant collections. The work aims to help researchers understand which genes allowed barley to adapt to weather as opposed to diseases or other pressures. A program that began under the Trump administration is now open again for farmers with the second round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP 2, that began last Monday, April 5th. According to AgWeb.com, the program is part of the Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative, and farmers have 60 days or until June 4th to either apply for or make modifications to their existing CFAP 2 applications. Well, after a year riddled with pandemic-related challenges, farmers were hoping for an easy, uncomplicated growing season. Unfortunately, according to the National Farmers Union, that dream seems unlikely for many, including farmers, as much of the western half of the country is experiencing severe to exceptional drought conditions. According to NASA, the drought conditions can be attributed to a weak summer monsoon season and ongoing La Nina conditions. On top of that, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts drought conditions will persist for several months. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.